What up, Z-Pack? It's your boy Z-Dog MD and your boy ID Dog, Dr. Jamie Riddle, University of Michigan Infectious Diseases, and my brother-in-law. What's the relativity here? It's your wife is my wife's sister.
Correct. You got it right this time.
I got it right. Last time it was like there was a couple of extractions. I had to do like genetic testing just
something
to figure
like
it out.
That.
Yeah, it was very complicated. But you guys may recognize him. We've done broadcasts before. From Flo Rida, when we were on vacation, and Jamie's family is visiting us with their two sons, and we're doing the Thanksgiving thing. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to put you on the show and pay you nothing, because you're family's son, all right? That's what we do. And the reason I'm excited is that as an infectious disease doctor, Jamie is extremely well-versed in many, 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 many facets, everything from vaccines to HIV. And so we can have this conversation. And one thing I wanted to talk about today in particular, first of all, a little housekeeping. You're never going to believe this. This is how big I am, okay? I like to brag to the family because I'm deeply insecure. We're so big that a Nigerian scammer is pretending to be me on Facebook.
And that's awesome.
It's awesome.
You've arrived.
I have arrived. It's Z-Dog space MD, which everybody knows is dumb. But that's what this guy did. So he created this Z-Dog Space MD, and he's messaging you guys. So you may get a private Facebook Messenger request for message from a Z-Dog Space MD. And of course, people are like, oh my God, it's Z-Dog. And they respond. And then pretty quickly, they realize this guy's grasp of the English language is even worse than Z-Dog's. And the thing is, he starts talking. He gets into the medical stuff. So this is what he says. He says, oh, yes, I am messaging to you, fan, because I love fans. Also, I am needing a friend with needing kidney stone transplant. Kidney stone transplant.
What's the purpose?
The purpose is you don't have enough kidney stones. First of all, who's the donor for that? Like, yeah, I got an allotropic kidney stone donor. Are you on the registry? Did you register as a kidney stone donor? Because I know you're pretty high in urate and after that meal we had. And so...
Now I am.
So people were, they were screen capturing this conversation and sending it to me. And I was like, this is hilarious. So I'm hoping no one's falling for it. If you guys do get contacted by this guy, make fun of him mercilessly and take a screen cap and also report him to Facebook because he's using my name and identity. And if someone gets scammed, I will feel terrible. I will also ridicule them mercilessly because this guy's English is terrible. And it is insulting to me that you would think he's me. That being said, Jamie and I were talking earlier about Essentia Health, Midwestern hospital system, apparently made national news because they fired 50 employees under their new policy, which is get a flu shot or get a medical exemption approved by the Gestapo committee. And if it's approved, then you can be exempt for medical reasons, but not necessarily philosophical reasons like, oh my God, every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu, and so it clearly causes the flu because I'm not really a healthcare provider because I don't understand correlation versus causation. But so they were getting rid of that, so now they fired 50 people who didn't get the exemption. How do we feel about that, ZPAC? Is this violation of civil liberty and human rights, or are we keeping patients safe through herd immunity and science? What do you think, my brother-in-law? I mean, hot potato, boom, and I'm out. And you, by the way, University of Michigan, what's your title there?
Professor.
Professor? So somebody thinks they're smarter than me because I'm just a pretend professor. So you're a professor of medicine. Can you be fired?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to make him say something that's going to get him fired today. So what are your thoughts on flu shot, first of all, as a thing, and second of all, as a mandatory thing?
Yeah, so I think flu shot is very important, especially when you're looking at herd immunity and trying to protect patients. You know, we're healthcare providers. Our first mandate is to make sure our patients stay healthy. And one of the ways we can do that during flu season is to not get flu because it's contagious and can be spread to others. So, you know, I think that it's a good thing for healthcare providers to be vaccinated for influenza. I think it protects patients. Overall, I think it's a good thing. There is this other side of the argument where, well, you know, what if I,
Oh, I got it. There we go.
What if, what if I don't want to be vaccinated? You know, what can the hospital make me become vaccinated? Should the hospital fire me because I don't get vaccinated? All I can say is, you know what, I think that's a difficult conversation to have. I don't think there's an easy answer to that. I think in general, do I think all healthcare providers should be vaccinated? Yes, I think it's an easy answer because it protects patients. But on the other hand, what about, is firing a healthcare provider the right thing to do if they don't want to for whatever reason? That's a hard question to answer. I think, you know, at the University of Michigan, what we do is those who do not want to take the vaccine wear a mask during the entire duration of the flu season. How effective is that? I don't know.
It's a scarlet letter, snitches. That's what it is. That's how effective it is.
We get a scarlet letter too. So, you know, if you get your flu shot, you get a little badge, a little sticker that goes on your name badge to indicate that you've gotten it. If you don't, you don't get a sticker. So it's gotten to that level. But I think, I think it is a good thing overall. But I think this question of firing, you know, people for not doing it, I think that's, it feels icky, doesn't it?
So I think this is the heart and soul of the conversation, okay? And people are asking, is the flu shot even effective? Why are we forcing people to get it? I mean, you and I probably agree on this. Look, it's effective enough to mandate people get it, because if we can lower the risk even by 20%, right in a bad year, or attenuate, so even when it isn't a great match, some people feel that it's an attenuated flu that you get instead of the worst kind that could kill you or kill your patients. The problem is you can spread flu before you're symptomatic and after you're feeling better. Mm-hmm. So any chance we can do as healthcare providers to keep our vulnerable patients safe, people who can't get the shot, people like you take care of with immunocompromised,
right,
et cetera, we ought to be doing that. And that's just a simple thing. And if you don't believe in flu shot, I would encourage you to carefully review the science. If you don't agree with the science, then you're probably going to have to wear the mask.
And yeah, the huge misconception, I mean, unbelievably, even among healthcare providers, is people think it's a live virus vaccine, which it isn't. It's an inactivated vaccine. You cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine.
Yep.
I think pretty much most people know that, but I'm always surprised.
No, they don't.
Surprised how many people get confused.
You're going to get comments right now. I would read them, but I don't want to embarrass people. They're going to say, every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu. And they're confusing correlation with causation.
That's right.
It turns out you get the flu shot in flu season. It takes 2 weeks or more to kick in.
There are a lot of circulating viruses. So
that behave like
flu. Enterovirus, yeah. I mean, there are lots that are circulating this time of year when we give the flu shot. So
right. A
lot of people will contract those viruses and mistakenly think it's
influenza
from the shot, related to the shot.
Speaking of shots, are you here, baby girl? So I don't know if you guys saw, if you follow me on Instagram, Z-Pup yesterday, she's playing on the floor doing some breakdancing. I don't know what she was doing. Some kind of yoga pose. You were ready for bed and you were in your little undies. And what happened? Slip, crack, smacks her chin, screams out. Me and mommy run over. I think she's broken her teeth. Instead, I get blood all over my hand. She's crying. And let's just tip up your head. And here is what happened. A trip to the emergency department and 5 stitches at 11 p.m. at night. And I will say this, I've never seen a child that was so brave as my baby yesterday when she got her stitches. And on top of that, I will say this, I have never encountered human beings who are as kind and compassionate as the staff of the UMC Pediatric ER that took care of us yesterday. I'm on staff there, it's my hospital. I have touted it a million times for you guys, Vegas strong and all that. But to actually have been a patient there with something that is more precious to me than me and have them take such good care of us was a symbol of healthcare at its finest. And that again ties us in, thank you, sweetie. That ties us into the flu shot thing. If you don't get a flu shot and you're working in the hospital, even if it's not 100% effective, it's not a live virus, it's not going to give you flu. Yes, there's a rare instance of something like Guillain-Barré or other adverse effects. Some people have allergies to the shot. People with bad reactions, maybe they're not going to get the shot. But even egg allergies, they're saying now it's okay to get the shot with medical supervision. So there isn't really a great excuse. And so the question is, should Essentia be firing their staff? And I think Jamie and I, being physicians, were vaguely libertarian on the personal rights thing. You don't want to hurt other people, but at the same time, are you really going to force people to get a shot? Well, here's the thing. You're working for a private industry that, so I'm playing, going to play both sides of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Working for a private industry that takes care of human beings, and you can kill people if you don't do the right thing. I think they have the right to fire you if you don't want to do this. They're not going to inject you against your will. They're going to fire you and you go find another job. Paul Blart Mall Cop, professional ultralight instructor. I mean, there's so many different things you could do instead of healthcare. Do you want to sit in my lap, sweetie? Yeah, come join us. Oh, and so this is the thing is I do think, you know, it's fair. Oh yeah, go ahead. You can hit like, there you go. We're liking our own video right now. but at the same time, this idea of mandating something that isn't, you know, 100% effective, and you know, it's a very difficult career. So I'm actually sympathetic. Yeah. You see it there? That's right. You push it and now everybody's, oh my gosh, we're out of control.
We're having too much fun.
Out of control. So Jamie, I mean, in your hospital, they make you wear a mask if you don't get it.
That's right.
And I don't know what we do at my hospital, but I know because I always get the shot. So it's not a question, right? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're making it happen. Yeah. You're totally skewing our statistics. We're going to be like, this is the most successful show we've ever had. We've gotten so many loves and smiley faces. Look at her. And look, it's got my little face when it shows up.
That's awesome.
It's always delayed by a second. So anyways, I'm sorry. I'm not even letting you talk because I'm so excited about flu shot. Any other insights on flu shot in particular that make you either reluctant or fired up to get the shot every year?
No, I mean, I think, you know, each year part of the problem is the match is slightly different.
Mm.
So, for example, last year the match wasn't very good, and so people were sort of critical, but it really varies. So, again, every year I think it should be given to everybody. And you brought up the issue of people who can't get it. One of the misconceptions is that people who are immune compromised, you know, shouldn't get the influenza vaccine.
Clear that up.
They should. It's not a live virus. And so live virus vaccines are those like, you know, MMR, like measles, mumps, rubella, or the Varivax, or Varicella vaccine. Those should not be given to immune compromised, but the influenza vaccine is perfectly safe and should be given to those patients because they're the ones who actually could suffer the most and are at the highest risk of complications.
And they're the ones that are less likely to mount a good immune response.
That's
so
right.
When you're vaccinating the herd, all the rest of us, which by the way, the anti-vax crowd loves to use the term sheeple. Oh, sheeple, you're part of the herd. Yeah, we are because we care about our fellow human beings because we're all deeply connected and individuals. And that's why this issue is so divisive.
Yeah.
Because again, we want to respect individual rights and the right not to stick something in your body you don't want. At the same time, you're working in an environment where you're putting others at risk. It's like, where do your individual rights end when they infringe on other people's rights? So it's very difficult.
It's complicated. Yeah, I don't think there's an easy answer there for those who don't want the vaccine for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right. Now, you're a big advocate in particular of HPV vaccine. And this is one that we're going to get all these comments. Oh my God, did you see the paralyzed girl who had paralysis from HPV? No. Something went down with her, but it was not the vaccine. There's been no evidence on an extensive set of review trials that HPV has these crazy side effects that people talk about. And yet, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that it prevents cancers of the cervix,
right,
oropharynx, rectum, anus. Yes, baby? Oh, you've done something crazy. Now I'm going to ask you to stop that. You know why? Because you're going to break Daddy's show because you did something that I don't even know what you did. How did he even do this? So what do you think about HPV vaccine while I fix the show here?
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I mean, we've done a lot of research looking at oral HPV and the effects of the increased colonization that you see in folks who have HIV infection and the risk for oral cancers. And so that's a real issue, and vaccinating for HPV will prevent these oral cancers. We haven't, in our data at least, been able to analyze real clearly just how much of an effect HPV vaccine has had on oral pharyngeal HPV colonization in folks with HIV because you know, it's really only for a younger age group. So up to age 26, I think, is sort of the cutoff.
Right, because by then you've already been infected most
likely.
Right.
Yeah. And so what we're looking at is how often we see activation of HPV in the oral pharynx. And then we're trying to work on a study now looking at the oral microbiome. So that's what bacteria you have in your mouth and what other fungi you have in your mouth and how that affects HPV expression in the oral pharynx and then risk for cancer.
You do not want a fun guy in your mouth if you know what I'm... Wait, what? Great comments here. What is the optimum time to vaccinate for flu, say in Las Vegas? My son got influenza A last year. Our family was fully vaccinated. You got influenza last year despite the vaccine.
Yeah, I did.
So because the vaccine gave you influenza, right?
No.
Idiots.
So the best time to vaccinate, that's a good question. So the influenza sort of epidemic sort of typically occurs at a given time each year, and it kind of varies, but mostly it's in January, February. And so the maximum effectiveness of the vaccine actually is about 2 weeks after you get it, because that's when you've mounted the largest antibody response to it. And so actually around December time, probably right around now, is probably the best time to get it, because the epidemic is sort of right around the corner in January, February. We vaccinate starting in September. So you might ask, well, why do that, right? It's a long ways away. We want to catch everybody. And so anybody, anytime you get in to see your doctor, you may see your doctor in October, but not see them again for another 3-6 months. And so by that time, you're outside of the window. So
it's a numbers game at that point.
It's a numbers game, yeah. So we're trying to, I think what the goal is to vaccinate as many people as possible to get at what you're talking about with the herd immunity.
Right.
To try to protect everybody.
So, and first of all, I want to read Alexander Wu's comment. He said he got the HPV vaccine at 19, never experienced any side effects. Alexander, that's because the HPV vaccine will not cure your herpes. That's the thing. Wu's a regular. He's like, why are you making fun of this poor guy? Because he's Wu. Wu has herpes. I'm telling you, he doesn't. And if you have herpes, it's okay. No stigma, people. All right. Now, speaking of stigma, if you get the vaccine, I'm not speaking of stigma. I just wanted to make a slick segue that makes no sense. If you get the flu vaccine early, is there waning immunity over the course of the season? So can you get it too early?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Although all I can say is the peak immunity is sort of a couple of weeks after, but it should stay with you for the duration of the
season.
Yeah,
right.
Which usually goes again from sort of January, February, March are kind of the peak. And the CDC will track this, or even your local health department will track this, and you can find online sort of where the peak for your community is.
So there's some interesting comments. Cami Rodriguez says vaccinations are dangerous. And we say, sure, so is walking across the street, actually vastly more dangerous. Would it hurt to get a second vaccine late in the season, says Jen Staley.
Good question. So for a while, I don't know what the current recommendations are. For a while, for kids, they were recommending to get a booster because kids also tend to not respond to the vaccine as well. I guess I have to double check and see what the recommendations are now for that. For older adults, there is a vaccine that's a higher dose. The problem with that vaccine is that it doesn't cover all four valencies. The typical vaccine that's used with a usual dose covers four strains of HIV. That'd be great.
Finally!
Yeah, right. Of influenza. Whereas the high dose for older folks that's probably more immunogenic, actually, I think it covers only three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less...
it's all kind of trade-offs.
So, it's a bit of a trade-off there.
Hey, sweetie. You want to... Here, Lookie. You want to say hi to everybody? How's your chinny chin chin?
Good.
Yeah, you were so brave yesterday. Daddy was so proud of you. Today when she was eating, it was hurting her chin because she was chewing. And she little tears were coming out while she was chewing her food. And, my baby. I'm sorry that happened to you. I don't know what you were doing, but hopefully you don't do it again. But it wasn't your fault, okay? All right, back to the lecture at hand. Bye-bye, baby. She's so sweet. Oh, so sad sitting in the ERs. God, I tell you, they were really nice. Let's see some more comments here because these are great questions. The first flu shot for kids should be followed by a second one.
Yeah.
Layla McCarthy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hep A outbreak in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
What is the efficacy of that vaccine since we're being required to get it, Tiffany Martin?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so that's something that happened recently in Southeast Michigan. There's a big Hep A outbreak. I'm not sure if it's even done yet.
Mm.
But the efficacy of the vaccine is actually very good. Hep A is one of the most immunogenic vaccines you can get. So, we don't even usually test for the antibody afterwards because it's so immunogenic that most people have converted after even one shot. Usually we give two spread 6 months apart. That's sort of the most effective. But yeah, I think, my opinion, like everybody should get the Hep A vaccine. I don't know why wouldn't.
You go to a crappy Chinese restaurant, and I'm not picking on Chinese restaurants, but I'm picking on Chinese restaurants. you're going to get Hep A, get the dang vaccination, right?
In our area, it was an Indian restaurant.
Oh, God. Now you're being racist, okay? If we're talking about Chinese, my wife and your wife, okay, that's one thing. But if you're talking about Indians, now you're hurting me, okay?
I know, it's so sad. It's my favorite restaurant, too.
I know.
But yeah, so I don't see why everybody would not be vaccinated. I think kids now are all vaccinated for Hep A. I don't know why adults wouldn't also
It's crazy. It's chemtrails. It's chemtrails, flat earthers, and insane people. Hep A in San Diego, should we get the shot? Elsa Smith, there was a big outbreak in the homeless population.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think everybody should be vaccinated. It's very effective.
Yeah. Now, your sort of pet projects have been pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV. Mm-hmm. And how does that work? Tell people about that a little bit, because I'm always interested in that.
Yeah, so you take Truvada, which is a combination of tenofovir and emtricitabine. So
sorry, Big Pharma, I'm out. I'm not a sheeple, okay? You want to save lives, go do it on your own dime. So tell me about Truvada.
So two HIV medicines, they're nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors. That's the sort of the class of medication they are. And people take this blue pill every day, and it prevents HIV infection. It's very effective, actually, especially if it's taken on a regular basis. If you miss a lot of doses, then it won't work. But if you take it every day, it's very effective. And I heard a very interesting show on NPR. Am I allowed to quote NPR?
No, because we never violate copyright on this show or trademarks. I love it when you call me Big Pharma. Throw your pills in the air if you got Medicare. Yeah, no, we never violate copyright. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, in NPR, they had a really great story about patients, and this was in California, where they were afraid to talk to their primary care providers about PrEP.
Oh, wow.
And they feared sort of coming out to their primary care providers. They were afraid of what sort of reaction they would have. And they didn't know if their primary care providers would be comfortable with talking to them about PrEP. Mm. And that really sort of bothered me on a number of levels, because really all of us as healthcare physicians should be very comfortable talking to our patients about their sexuality, safe sex, and PrEP, and should not be discriminatory, you know, with regards to sexual practices. So I thought that was sort of sad to hear. And so, but what I hope is that with the stories like that getting out there, that people will become more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. And we have the great comments, Alex Worthman, vaxxed. Vaccines revealed. So watch the video we made called A Real Doctor Watches Vaxxed, and you'll see how far we got into it before we were like, oh no, you didn't. It's funny, so Vaxxed, horrible piece of crap documentary about how vaccines are evil and the CDC lied and whistleblowers, the usual taglines. It's like a dog whistle for anti-vaxxers. You say CDC whistleblower and everyone goes, they all go, and their eyes roll back in their head and turn white, and they're like, must kill the queen. Like, it's how you activate an anti-vax sleeper cell, is you say CDC whistleblower. And I mean, these people, they have serious mental issues, all right? Also, they're crazy. By the way, it's not PC to say crazy anymore. They suffer with mental illness. That is a simple diagnosis of crazy, not otherwise specified. So in any event,
that's not an ICD-9 code.
No, it's not an ICD-9, but it's an ICD-10 code. In the beginning of the video, they quote former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who was on our show. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about this afterwards. I'm like, did you see Vaxxed? Because they quote you in the beginning. They have you talking about vaccines. And he looks at me in the eye and he goes, why the hell would I watch Vaxxed? And I was like, you know what? Touche. You're the Surgeon General. You don't watch garbage. This is the thing. So people send me links nonstop to like Mercola.com and Natural News and Cancer Quackery Revised. And what do you think of this article? And I'm like, all I have to do is look at the link and go, why are you wasting my time? Like, why would you, would I send you a link from my landscaper's website talking about cancer and go, what do you think about this? No, because my landscaper doesn't know how to treat cancer. It's the same with these websites, guys. Look at the source. Like, okay, I'm not saying trust people blindly, but like sheeple. But, you know, the CDC actually does know a lot of stuff. They actually do care about your health. They do partner with pharmaceutical industry because they have to, because the pharmaceutical industry makes stuff to treat disease. Not always with the best intentions, but at least they're trying to cure or treat disease. No, they don't cure disease, Jamie, because if they cure disease, then they'd be out of business. So the hepatitis C cure is a scam because...
That works.
Tell me about hepatitis C. What's
the
deal?
It's amazing. I'm putting together this sort of board review course right now, and I've reviewed...
What a nerd. First of all, I don't believe in boards. Okay, second of all... No, please, go ahead.
I mean, I was just amazed as I reviewed this topic again, how many treatments there are for hepatitis C. I mean, it's incredible.
It's amazing, right?
And they're becoming more affordable, so the big beef...
Really? Really? You're going to interrupt? We're talking about, like, life and death stuff, hepatitis C, and you're going to slap my bald head?
Yeah.
I'm just going to casually turn the camera back. Go ahead, keep going, Dr. Riddle. So, hepatitis C.
Making such a nice slapping sound.
I know. It's giving me shaken dad syndrome. I think I have chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Go ahead, sorry.
Anyway, there's so many treatments now, and some of them are coming down in price too. So that was the big beef against hepatitis C treatments, as they were so astronomically expensive. Mm. You know, I don't know the economics well enough to know to justify whether that was the right thing or due to not. But to think about curing somebody of hepatitis C with a 12-week course of treatment,
right?
That's like big. So that's these big. Are people who will not have cirrhosis,
yep.
They will not have a liver transplant.
Yep.
What is that worth to you? I don't know the answer to that. But the prices are coming down, and there's a number of different treatments now that are available, some which even cover all the different genotypes of hepatitis C.
Everything.
Which is kind of interesting.
This is great. I mean, and again, the science, like we didn't even know what hepatitis C was.
Right. When I was in medical school,
it was non-A, non-B.
Right.
Now we're like, no, we know what it is and we can cure it.
It's pretty amazing.
Dude, I like science. I like medicine.
Science is
cool. We often do stuff to people. We were having a big conversation about this before that isn't proven and doesn't work and is garbage. But then again, there's all the great stuff we do that does work. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What do we got? Your kids are awesome, says Tessa Story. Okay, that's your opinion, okay?
They are awesome, you're right.
Shannon, boys should get the vaccine as well because they can be a carrier and infect girls they are with. Brittany Morrow. We're talking about HPV. Mm-hmm. It's not just that, Brittany. They can be a carrier, yeah, but they can get penile cancer, anorectal cancer, oropharyngeal cancer.
That's right.
And vaccination against HPV in boys and girls is recommended now.
It gets back to the herd immunity issue, right? So, you know, where are girls getting HPV?
Mm.
It's from the guys.
From dudes.
Yes, from dudes.
Blame it on the rain that was falling. Exactly. That has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Or does it?
I don't know what that
Or
means.
Does it? I just Weinstein'd you people, okay?
You tell me.
I don't even know what that means, but it's disturbing. So, yeah. So herd immunity means...
Herd immunity, yeah. So, you know, if boys and girls both get the vaccine, then it's going to reduce HPV for everybody.
Yep. I think this has been a productive discussion. Now, Dr. Riddle is here through Sunday, which means if you guys are nice in the comments and ask nicely, we might be able to coax him into potentially destroying his career again with another talk on a topic of your choice. So ask us what you'd like us to ask Dr. Riddle, Jamie, and we will do it in the next show. We're also going to do something with 23andMe and probably in the next show where we spit in a cup and show you how to do the genetic testing. We're going to give you a revised code for healthcare providers focusing now on... By the way, so we posted this code earlier. The first set of codes we gave out discount for $99 for the Health and Ancestry was really for everybody. The second set of codes is really for providers who directly talk to patients about this stuff because we want to have them go through it so they understand it better. When their patients come with the results, they can go, oh, I've been through this myself. Here's what I think about it, which is very helpful. Let's walk to the kitchen real quick. Cool. Say bye-bye because I just want you to see how many dishes I had to wash so that these people could eat today, okay?
Now he's bragging.
Okay, there's a lot of dishes, all right? Number one, okay? Look at all these pots. You know, I love it. So my wife did a lot of cooking, and Jamie's wife did a lot of cooking, and I'm like, I washed like 5 pots, all right? So I paid my dues. Look at that. Okay, guys, do I step up? Yeah, yeah. Any parting thoughts, my brother?
No, this is awesome.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you to Dr. Riddle. Thank you to ZPAC for being dope and asking great questions. And we'll see you soon. Oh, we're going to end on an ad because it helps support the show. It's supposed to be targeted to y'all. Facebook has recently not been serving ads. So if you get an ad, write in the comments what you see. And we love y'all. We are out. Okay, did you guys see anything? If you saw something, put it in the thing. If you're watching on YouTube, you didn't see anything because it's a Facebook thing. Because we out. Peace.